Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, folks. Nice long weekend filling up that bankroll the right way, I might add. First fives going off all over the place. Little horn notes in the background. Never hurt anybody. That mind right again. You know, on Mondays we like to start off the right way. Got a long work week out there, but you got a lot of money to make it nice. All right, folks, welcome to the show. Monday, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Not going to lie to you, folks, the last few days have been a lot of fun. I've only lost one wager since last Wednesday night, and that's fresh off of a sweep yesterday of 3-0, which we're going to review a little bit later on the show today. A lot of stuff to go over in an action-packed half hour that we have today. Going to bring on in just a few moments my good buddy, MMAJ, to go over some UFC information. He has not looked at the plays as of yet for this upcoming weekend, but we will do a quick review of what's been going on with MMAJ and the plays that he's released. And, of course, the money that he has made for his clients. We're also going to go over some Major League recaps over the weekend, what we looked at, especially yesterday, and why the first five innings is such a good wager, and being a handicapper, you should look at that as well to add to your repertoire, okay? So a lot of stuff to go over today. We're also going to take a look a little bit into tonight's games. Keep in mind, you know me, I don't fire away until I see some final lineups, but we'll have some tips and some information for later on this evening. Haven't done a full recap yet and really got into the numbers, but we'll go over a couple games that might pique our interest that we'll be looking at tonight, and of course make that final determination a little bit later on this evening. Once again, folks, welcome to the show. Monday edition of Long Shots Radio with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guys, Sports Talk Radio, we do it all the time. You know what we like to gamble on. You know what we like to do. Right now, it's the summer. Myself, I only focus on one thing and one thing only, and that's Major League Baseball. And we've been quite successful over the past few years. And if you see me or heard me talk about June through July is the absolute red hot sweet spot. Looks like we got a quick early jump the same way we did last year in that last week of May. Everybody's falling into place, bullpens, first fives, hitters, pitchers, home, road splits, they're all factoring in right now, and it looks like we can really jump on those numbers and had a great, great week last week zeroing in on that type of information. Down the line on the show, you know we do this as well on Thursday, so we're up to 2 days a week. We want to get this up to at least 5 days a week down the road, so we expect to make that happen. Recapping what goes on during the week and also the weekend, that's why I love having a second show on Monday, so we get to look at what just happened and what's going to happen going forward throughout the rest of the week. Recapping it is a lot of fun, and as you know me, I like to look back to see what happened because that's going to be a good predictor of what's going to be going on in the future for Major League Baseball. If you can't learn from your mistakes, you're not going to last that long in this business and this industry. And once again, folks, always keep learning. What I mean by that is if somebody out there has a system or they're playing something a little bit different from you, having some success, it doesn't hurt to check into it, ask a few questions. That's what we're here for. So definitely always be learning in this business. Doesn't matter if you're a 21-year-old guy in college betting, 25 to $50 a game, or if you're that big timer betting over $1,000 per game, always learn. It can never hurt you. Learning is free, folks. Try some things out. Track some statistics there yourself. See what works for you and put that money to work, and certainly build that bankroll the right way there. Gambling tips, you know what we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. Had an interesting one last night with David Price versus Matt Shoemaker out with LAA versus Detroit last night. We're going to take a look and dip into that a little bit later while we laid off that game. About myself, you know me. Been in this business over 20 years online for about 3 years with my site, rightsidevalueplays.com, and, of course, our home base there at trendbetting.com. 401k approach. For, I would say, 9 months out of the season, college basketball and football, we bet that much, much differently than we do on baseball. And we like to take a different approach where we use our numbers to our advantage during the summer as opposed to hitting and getting out during football and college basketball season. I love to wager on NCAA, NFL, Major League Baseball. I mean, hey, college basketball, NFL, all that stuff. That's right up my alley. Stay away from basketball and hockey. I leave that up to the other experts on trendbetting.com. Videos there, you know, I say it all the time. I'd like to do that a little bit more. It does take some time, and once we certainly start freeing up a little bit more and more, we'll be able to get out there and put more information up on both websites. If you see me on Twitter, at RightsideVP, say hello. Follow me on Facebook under Donnie Rightside. So let's get right into it, folks. In just a few moments, I'm going to bring on my good buddy, MMAJ. But let's talk about one thing here. That's trendbetting.com. Fantastic website. You know the story, if new listeners out there each week. I met Lucky Lance Williams about 3 years ago. He had a vision in mind that was similar to what I had wanted for this business. I already have my own website at rightsidevalueplays.com, but I wanted to join forces with Lance because I trusted what the vision was all about, and that's honesty and integrity in gambling. Now, you know, over the years, a couple people have come and gone on trendbetting.com. I've been there since day one. If you're not doing it the right way, you're not going to be welcome on the website, plain and simple there. It's good gamblers there, but you have to win the right way and also lose the right way. The most honest people in this business last the longest. You want people coming back. You don't want to steal people's money. Say, hey, you know, I want to get a quick sale. I'm going to make a couple hundred bucks here and then, you know, run the guy into the ground and, you know, c'est la vie at that point. The long-term players, they will always come back if there's honesty. Of course you have to win. There's no question about that. But the last thing one of your clients wants to see is that you said you went 6-0 last night when you only gave out one play and went 0-1. That's not what we're about at trendbetting.com. That's not the way we see the future of the business. Go to the website now. Click on trendbetting.com. Go to the experts tab. If you click on there, I always say there is something for everybody there. You see all our pictures right there. We're real human beings, folks. We're not bots. We're not robots. Lance isn't, you know, directing all 10 pictures on there and just putting out different plays under each person under a random picture. We're real human beings, folks. Reach out to us on Twitter. Talk to us on Facebook. If you have anything that you want to say to us, have any questions about games, packages, or anything, we're always there, easy and accessible. I'm on Twitter 24/7. I love the information highway that provides the people that you meet out there. It's a lot of good people in this handicapping industry, so get to know them. Packages are cheap and affordable on the website. As you'll see us there, Lucky Lance Williams, Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis. Again, Jeff's coming up on the final leg of a Triple Crown. You don't want to miss out on his packages as well. The Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and also newcomer, Payoff with Perks. That's Brian Perks there, our NASCAR expert. Now, without any further delay there, I'm going to bring on my good friend, MMAJ, who is one of the best guys in this industry. Jay, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how you been, Donnie? Good to hear from you. Good to see you. And we had a good time at that fight party that you had for the Mayweather fight.
Absolutely. See, I mean, that's what I'm talking about there. Like, we don't have to be betting MMA. We don't have to be betting baseball. Like, we don't even do boxing, but we still get together, hang out, drink beer, smoke cigars, drink vodka, whatever it is, and still have a really good time. What's been going on so far with you, Jay? Busy this morning? I'm glad you get a couple minutes to call in today.
Yeah, it's been a busy week last week and this week, and we're getting ready to start the new week upcoming. Investors right now are on a five-week winning streak. The least profit that has been made over the last 5 weeks has been $700. We've had 3 weeks out of the last five where the minimum win was over $4,000. This past week was our biggest week of the year. Investors made $7,800 profit this week, and we only did 16 plays.
Now, Jay, a lot of us do online packages. A lot of people listening there do buy online packages. The one thing that I can never stress or get enough of is the amount of pressure to have private investors. Now, can you specify, I know you sell, Jay, with us an online package, but you also have high-end clients. What's the difference between the two on the plays, and how do you zero in on giving those plays out for those guys?
I sit here full-time, day and night, from the time I get up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night, because I have to make sure these guys and women that are high-end investors meet the criteria, and for me to meet their criteria, because the bottom line is this. When you're betting $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, even $5,000 per game, you need to be on point. You know, I can't give six people or give people six plays a day and hope for the best that they go 4-2 or 5-1. I'm going to isolate down, and this is with a lot of pressure. I have to narrow it down to one or two games because I need to win every single day because my paycheck is based off of them winning. If I don't win for them, they can't pay me, and I don't make anything, they don't make anything, and then eventually clients go away. So it's constant pressure. I have to also be able to be open on communications, talk to them on Facebook, talk to them on Twitter, talk to them on my phone. I have to be there, you know, hand in hand, and that's a lot of pressure because I have to treat everyone, you know, individually and equally and split up my time that way. So it's a constant flow 24/7 dealing with private investors, and you're dealing some games, you know, you might have 20,000 on one game. And that's
sitting next to the guy, because I know I've been there with your clients. I've sat next to you with clients in the room with over $25,000 in action on a single UFC event, and winning and losing is by sometimes you get robbed by the judges. Sometimes your guy's winning the entire fight and gets knocked out for no reason in the third. I've been there and seen it, folks. This guy under pressure performs, because if you've ever been in a situation where you had to absolutely win with that much on the line, it takes a strong single individual. Also, folks, MMAJ, I know him personally. This is his full-time job. He does not go to work and punch a 9-to-5 ticket. He's out meeting clients. He's winning money. He's tracking plays the entire day long. He's the real deal. And, of course, I follow his bets. You'd be a dummy not to do that. Jay, getting back to looking at the fights, I know we haven't taken a look at any future stuff yet. Going back over the past few weeks, I know with the fights with Carlos Condit's performance on such a long layoff, do you take that look differently than somebody who's, you know, in their normal routine? Go ahead.
Most definitely. You got to take into consideration, yes, Carlos Condit is a big-name fighter, a title contender. I met the guy before. He's really a nice guy, fights out of Albuquerque. But what you have to look at is this. He was off from a torn ACL that he blew his knee during a fight in March of 2014, and then his next fight was 2015. So you got to look at it. He's been out for 14 months versus normally being out for 6 months. He's coming off a reconstructed knee, which you got to take into severe consideration because he's one person that uses a lot of kicks and he moves around a lot. So that's something to take into consideration. But from all the information I found out during him, you know, unfortunately, due to the injury, the time off, and as heavily favored as he was, it wasn't worth betting on. He still won, but I'm not going to put clients in a situation to risk 3-1 as a favorite.
Gotcha. Looking going ahead, and again, I can't stress it enough that you're dipping into these fights, you know, at the end of the day, you're getting going forward. Give somebody, like in baseball, I like to look, let's just say, with the Minnesota Twins. They're my dark horse team in the AL this year to hopefully get a wild card spot. I've been touting them all year long. If you had to pick maybe one or two fighters for the public to look to going forward that could be a cash cow that not many know about, any ideas on who that might be? Anybody up and coming in the lower circuits?
It's hard to tell because, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. There was one dude that fought this past weekend. I mean, he was really good. He's up and coming. But, again, he was a minus 475, making only his third fight in the UFC. But somebody that you want to keep an eye on, you're going to look at for a guy. His name is Mirsad Bektic, B-E-K-T-I-C. He's a highly touted prospect. The guy's a beast. But the problem is, you got to look at, is he worth betting at 4.5-1 when the lines closed? He wasn't. Maybe in his next fight, he might be, you know, at a better odds. But he's somebody you want to keep an eye on because he's definitely at least parlay material.
Gotcha. Now, looking at the fight game itself, Jay, I know you watch hours and hours and hours of film. But let the fight fans out there know, almost half of the game is making connections, making calls on how somebody's doing in training camp. And also, we've seen the pictures with you at Cowboy Cerrone pounding beers after events. How important is it to get on the inside to get that last drop of information for your investors?
It's huge, because there's going to be times where, you know, I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey. There's going to be times where I need to find out information about a guy that's fighting in Dallas and a guy that's fighting in California. And I have connections out there that'll tell me, hey, this guy just has a tear in his knee. They're not disclosing it before the fight because the fight's a week away. I'm going to know if somebody gets hurt, or if I'm going to know, hey, this guy got a concussion during training camp 4 days ago and now he's going into the fight, or I'm going to find out this guy had a really bad weight cut. He had to cut 25 pounds to make weight. He's going to be depleted and weak coming into this fight, and he winds up being a huge favorite on the card. That's definitely something you're going to look to go against.
Absolutely, man. Well, Joe, I know you're busy today getting into a lot of stuff. I know you have a couple clients that you're meeting later on this afternoon, so I'm going to let you go. Before I let you go, though, just tell the people where they can get a hold of you at, maybe on Twitter and with trendbetting.com, and what they might be looking at down the road.
Yeah, we're going to have a big event this coming weekend. We're going to be having UFC Fight Night 68, Henderson against Tim Bosch, June 6th. So you can reach out to me on Twitter at MMA_cash. You can reach out to me at JMMAKavin on Facebook. And then you can reach me at MMAJ on Google, as well as trendbetting.com.
Fantastic, man. Jay, thanks so much for coming on the line. We'll talk a little bit later on today, buddy. Have a good day now, right?
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. There you have it, folks. That's MMAJ, one of the best guys in the entire industry in the UFC fight game. We have about 15 minutes left of the show. We're going to take a quick break here on commercial. Stay with us. Long Shots Radio, Monday, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks. Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com, click on the experts tabs, Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get right into baseball. This is what we do. June is our sweet spot, and we are very, very, very excited about it. Let's take a look back yesterday and go over exactly a philosophy of what we've honed in on, learning a lot over the past couple of years, especially last year, on how valuable the first five innings of Major League Baseball games are. We picked out three games yesterday that we fired on and one that we were teetering on that we're going to go over as well. If we take a look at the first game of the day that we liked, it was Drew Hutchinson versus Ricky Nolasco. That was Toronto at Minnesota. Minnesota scorching hot at home. I believe 20 of their last 27 games or whatever, they're 20-7. I mean, this team is pounding the baseball, and you know me. I love the Minnesota Twins. I mean, they are my AL dark horse to get into the playoffs to a wild card position. I really, really like that ball club. But yesterday, there was a nice microcosm going on there, which I like to pick out. Even though Drew Hutchinson on the season does have a slightly higher ERA, looking at the overall baseball season as compared with Ricky Nolasco. Now, the one interesting piece about that is you have one guy who's on the up-and-coming swing versus a journeyman. Taking a look at that game and going inside the numbers, Hutchinson had some fantastic starts coming into the day, which is what we really like to hone in and take a look at. You know, if you threw an opening day no-hitter or two-hitter, a la like a Clay Buchholz versus the Phillies, I don't really factor that in a month and a half later when you're getting shelled in your last 4 to 5 starts. So if you take each start and the last few weeks and the last few starts into account more than the beginning of the season, it's going to end up paying a lot more dividends for you. The second part of that equation, just looking at it, is Ricky Nolasco was 5-1 with a 5.5 ERA. On the flip side with Drew Hutchinson, 4-1 at a 5.26. So looking at that, you'd say, you know, the average gambler, well, looking at this game, hey, you know, Minnesota's red hot. They're at home. I'm just going to take them because, you know, it's a home team and they're a home dog. Not so fast on that one. When you want to take a look at the lineups, you know that the Blue Jays tee off on right-handed pitching. Coming into the game, they're finally starting to get healthy. Josh Donaldson looks like the next coming of Babe Ruth right now, starting out of that two-hole, but putting together a team and a lineup, because, you know, as I said, I don't fire on Major League Baseball games until I see the complete lineup for the team that I want. I'm not really so interested in the other team because I'm already factoring in the pitching and who they're going to go against. Anybody who's not in the lineup for the opposite team I'm looking at, that's just an added bonus, which is going to come into play in just a few moments. Now, the Blue Jays lining up Jose Reyes, Josh Donaldson, Jose Bautista, Encarnacion, and Russell Martin. That's a fantastic five to start. And they hammered Nolasco right off the bat. Now, an interesting thing happened in that game is Nolasco's getting shelled right off the bat, but the guy goes and leaves the game with an ankle injury, which brings into the equation the bullpen, which is not really what we like in the first five. I want to go against shelling Ricky Nolasco for 3.5 to 4 or 5 innings, picking up 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7 runs if you're lucky in that instance. But the fact that he got knocked out after giving up 2 runs, it didn't end up hurting us because we won the overall 4-1 after the first five. But the factor in there is we wanted Ricky Nolasco to go through that lineup 1, 2, 3 times. Now, if he leaves a la not an injury, which means he got shelled for about 5 runs in the first 3 to 4 innings, which is probably going to lead to an easy winner for us. The fact that he left after just basically an inning, giving up a couple runs, I wasn't happy about that. But again, it did work in our favor. And Drew Hutchinson was Drew Hutchinson through the first 5 innings. Now, they ended up losing the overall ball game. Drew Hutchinson, you know, in the first 5 innings, you figure every Major League Baseball pitcher is going to go anywhere between, now not getting shelled, between 90 to 100 pitches. So you know through the first 5 innings, there's probably not a chance that he's going to get pulled for pitches unless he's getting really shelled. So you're going to get the high end of that pitcher, similar to buying a car and leasing a car. The lease, you get the best out of that car in 3 to 4 years, and you get to turn it back in. That's my approach on the first 5. When looking at those games, you're going to get the best of the best in a controlled vacuum environment. You know who he's going to face over those first 5 innings, and you know the added results and what to expect from those results. And it's coming up aces for us to start the season. So taking a look at that game, if you said, hey, I love Drew Hutchinson, I love Toronto, I'm going to take them as a -120 for the game and sit on it, you lost. Because after the first 5 innings and when the pitchers leave the game, it's relatively a toss-up on who's going to win. And overall, Minnesota probably has a better bullpen than Tampa Bay, but you lose all predictability once you get outside of the starting pitchers. Game 2 yesterday, one of the favorites of that game, Jake Odorizzi versus Tillman in Baltimore. Looking at that, as soon as we saw Tampa's lineup come out, we fired on it. It wasn't really, no, James Loney's hurt, I get all that, but that team really doesn't run on James Loney itself. I just wanted to see a strong lineup there, so I fired immediately on Odorizzi first five minus 110 versus Tillman. Odorizzi is a very good pitcher. Most people look at, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays and say, you know, I don't trust them. You just hear all the Crash Davises and the Adam Jones of the world, Manny Machados. You know, the star power is on Baltimore. They're at home. Yeah, why not give them a troll and go ahead with that? Well, later on, we saw that Adam Jones was out. We had already fired on it, so that was just an added bonus, and it stacked up very easily with a 6-2 first five winner. If you bet that game full time, didn't matter. The Tampa Bay Rays brought their bats yesterday and really, really battled and won that game quite easily. But the first five wasn't really in doubt in that situation as a nice. I know they got down 1-0 in that game on a Delman Young home run, but the Tampa Rays came right back with a nice two-out double by the catcher to make that 2-1 and eventually went on to cruise and get that 6-2. It never seems to be like it works out the way it's supposed to be, because in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Baltimore Orioles did have the bases loaded, so a knock right there would have ended up the game as a tie, but fortunately, the worst-case scenario didn't happen, and we walked away with a 6-2 winner. Now, taking a look again at our nightcap, which was our game, the San Francisco Giants out on the West Coast versus the Atlanta Braves. It was Teheran versus Mad Bum. Got two quick solo blasts in the second inning by San Francisco. Now, that game was very pricey, so what we do in that instance is we take the run line over the first five to say that our team is going to win by at least one run over those first five innings. Now, Mad Bum was very good, got into a little bit of trouble in the top of the fifth inning, allowed a run, but did get out of the situation with a 2-1 first five winner. Now, in that game, if you took it over and say, hey, you know, Mad Bum's at home, strong bullpen, Atlanta's not very good, and especially since their best player, Freddie Freeman, was sitting out that game, it looked like an easy win, but you can never sense the bullpen. Sergio Casillas is a really good closer for the Giants, and he imploded with a two-run lead in the ninth, getting the first out of the inning, giving up a blast to Freddie Freeman to make it 5-4, and completely collapsed and ended up giving overall four runs in that inning, and Jason Grilli came in to shut the door for the Atlanta Braves in the bottom of the ninth with a nice, clean save there. Now, minus 205, you should have had that winner. You should have had that winner twice, and you didn't get that. Again, take a simpler approach to your betting needs. Teheran versus Bumgarner, five innings, nobody's getting pulled. You're going to have a much, much better situation, because if the underdog, the longer the game goes and the quicker the pitchers exit, the more chance you have. If you're betting favorites, chances are you're betting because the pitcher is a better pitcher. Once that pitcher exits after six innings, like Bumgarner did down 3-2, now it's a complete flip and coin toss, and you're laying minus 205 in that game. That's not good odds. If you go down swinging and Mad Bum gets smashed in the first three innings, you weren't going to win the full game anyway. If Bumgarner leaves after three innings giving up six runs, just shut the book on that anyway. But going ahead, looking at these pitchers head-to-head in those matchups, the first five innings, you're getting the best of what you think is going to happen in a controlled vacuum environment. Yesterday, those plays that we had went 3-0, which was fantastic for our clients. If you bet those games full game, you would have went 1-2 and lost a lot of money on juice. So once again, add to your repertoire that first five. It's very important that you do that just to take a look at a different angle and what you might be looking into. Now, it looks like we're running a little bit short on time. Taking a look at some of the games that are in there tonight and going over, there's a couple shots that you might want to look at. There is obviously, you know, Clayton Kershaw is going to be a super, super favorite going against Kyle Kendrick. The one thing that everybody is leery about, and of course I am as well, is that Los Angeles Dodgers offense has yet to really show up over the past couple weeks. Jasmani Grandal coming back to man that catcher position over A.J. Ellis is a massive upgrade, and getting that dog out of the two-hole, Jimmy Rollins, and busting him down the eighth is really going to help the Dodgers, because the one thing about Jimmy Rollins there, he only cares about himself. And what I mean by that is Jimmy is all about Jim me. That means if I'm in the two-hole and Jock Peterson leads off with a single, I don't give a damn if I move that guy to second or third. I don't care. I'm swinging from my heels and hopefully hitting a home run because I want to move up the ladder on, you know, baseball's all-time shortstops leaders list with home runs. That's what Jimmy Rollins is about. So look for that team to hopefully improve down the line. Now, folks, trendbetting.com, go to the website, click on the experts tab. Packages cheap and affordable for tonight's game. Get in touch with us. We'll definitely put you on some winners. If you want, DM me today, and I will give you one of my plays for this evening that will be on my client card. Not going to give the play out on Twitter. Not going to give anything else or any information at that. But if you are listening right now, go to Twitter at Donnie Rightside and at Rightside VP. DM for a play of the day. I will give that to you for free, no charge, since we didn't have the time to go over a winner and give that out on the radio. Once again, I mean, had a lot of fun here. Long Shots Radio, Monday, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. See you folks Thursday night. Take care.